The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, Goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com.
Please settle down. We don't have any Twinkies.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on my Talk 107.1 and live streaming on our fabulous app. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to dedicate her life to the art of miming, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Oh, she's
miming now.
For us.
That's right. Yeah, it's not great like for radio, but yeah. For the video, it's fantastic.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
I found my voice. Good morning, Don McClain.
Good morning, and good morning to Kenny.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday to all of you on this Monday, May 3rd, 2021. Hey, it's a new month since we last saw each other. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to May 3rd. Welcome to Garden Meditation Day. Welcome to Great Lakes Awareness Day. Welcome to Melanoma Monday. Welcome to National Chocolate Custard Day. Welcome to National Meeting Planners Appreciation Day. Welcome to National Raspberry Popover Day. Welcome to National Lumpy Rug Day. Welcome to Textiles Day. That's for Alexis. Welcome to National Two Different Colored Shoes Day. Welcome to Public Radio Day. Welcome to Sun Day. Welcome to Wordsmith Day. Welcome to World Press Freedom Day. And finally, and I hope we can celebrate this later, welcome to Paranormal Day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me,
Whiplash
a damn fine cup of coffee. Mm-hmm.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee? How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee?
Alexis Thompson, how is your coffee?
Oh, it kind of tastes like the Great Lakes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I kind of stopped, after you said that, that's all I heard, and I was thinking about those lakes, but it's not so great. It's warm. It'll do, babe. But
wow.
Nothing spectacular.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Love the honesty there.
Yeah.
Dawn, can you do better than that?
Yes, I can. Let's see. My tea is a Close Encounters of the Third Kind of day. Let's see if I can.
Oh.
That's the tone.
Oh wow.
There you go. That's my Close Encounters of the Third Kind for Paranormal Day.
Nice. Oh, fantastic. Kenner Mattel.
Unlike my coffee over the weekend, it's not dirty, grimy, grubby, and soiled. It's in a clean cup. It's fresh, crisp, ale, hearty, and 112 octane, baby.
All right.
Wow, it's going to be a good day. Mine is a delicious combination of chicken and shrimp. Who would have thought to put those two things together? Iced and fabulous. Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.
There we go. Let's begin La Program. Let's begin the program, everybody. Whoa. Happy Monday. It was a weekend, wasn't it? It was a weekend. Saturday was beautiful. Alexis, did you?
Gorgeous. We had to turn the AC on. It got so humid feeling.
Oh, I know. It was, and then what was funny was, it's so Minnesota, you know, Friday wasn't the warmest, but it was still nice. And then Saturday happens and it's, you know, Florida weather. And then we wake up Sunday and it's like Mother Nature, you know, slaps you back into reality. She's like, no.
I'm going to rain a little.
Still early May, still early May here in Minneapolis. So, or in the Twin Cities. But
I bet you got a lot of time outside, though, right?
It was
beautiful, at least Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, I went to a retirement party. A good friend of ours who has worked at U.S. Foods for many years retired, and we went to a party downtown. And I'll talk about this in the 7, but I was downtown Minneapolis in our neighborhood, and just looking at the hundreds of people on the streets, and I got real happy. I got real happy seeing people milling about downtown, and I sent out a tweet. And again, I saw Alexis on my shoulder, you know, don't engage. And I just sent, and I just sent a tweet about the downtowns and how I'm hopeful and I want them to come bullish and I want it to come back, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, it's a nice tweet.
And it led to 72 hours of hell.
And
because I didn't listen to Alexis on my shoulder. I listened to the devil on my shoulder, which told me to engage for 3 straight days. And
was it downtown hate or what was?
Yeah, well, I'll do it now. Who cares? It's our show. If we want to talk about rhinoceros sex, we could. Maybe we'll do that on a Monday. But no, I didn't say that. I didn't say this in the initial tweet, but I'll reveal it now. I was waiting for our friends to arrive. Colin was changing his clothes, and I was scanning through the Facebook. And I'm friends with Carol Evans, Julie Nelson. And Julie Nelson had put on her Facebook a Star Tribune article. And I forgot my apologies to the reporter, but it was a piece about forget the workers not coming back in full numbers for a while, if not ever. You know, what if people, because of the perception of the downtowns right now, what if people don't come back to sporting events and to theater and da 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 da? Well, I made the horrible error on a Friday when I'm getting ready to enjoy myself. I made the destructive error of reading the comments attached to Julie's post.
Oh.
And it just made me incredibly sad and rather angry as a 20 plus year resident of downtown, except for the years when I was in Plymouth. So I just wrote this. This is my tweet. I wrote, I mean this without snark. I will never understand the glee some folks take at the alleged demise of the downtowns. Do you not understand how the state economy works? Prosperous Twin Cities is good and necessary for a prosperous state. I, for one, choose to be optimistic and hopeful. And then it was off to the races. Forget the Kentucky Derby. It was off to the races. And I regretted it almost immediately. But I mean it. But I do mean it. And I don't regret my sentiment. I'm not. And what I had to argue 50,000 times, and you can see the responses, I am not arguing, nor am I saying there aren't substantial problems. I'm not even placing blame. Believe me, our condo building. I mean, look, I get it. A building was vandalized right in front of our building over the weekend. I get it. My point was and is, reading the comments on that post, there were some folks that were taking glee, like just heralding the alleged demise without understanding that that's not good for anybody that lives in this state. That's my point. That's not good if conventions don't come here, if sports teams leave, if fans don't come downtown for whatever reason. It's not good. I don't care if you live in Minneapolis or you live in Cambridge or Princeton or Duluth. It's not good. Anyway, that was my point.
Oh, you're so right.
But I'm going to go back to tweeting about John Hughes movies. That's what I'm going to do. And Johnny Carson. That's I'm and Knott's Landing. That's I'm going to go back to that. Anyway,
check this out, everybody.
Check this out.
Let's go down the rabbit hole.
Did you watch the history of late night? That was fantastic.
I'm sure there'll be someone though that's like, I hated it, and here's why.
Yeah, I know. It's just a cesspool sometimes.
Yeah, you just can't win. Jeez.
So I'm blaming Julie Nelson. That's the only thing I can do. I'm just blaming Julie.
Yes.
Damn you, Julie Nelson.
Your sweet fault. Julie Nelson.
Sweet Julie Nelson. I'm blaming you. The coolest person ever. Her and Amelia. But Julie, I hate you now. I do. I don't want to hate you, but now I hate you. I just
didn't Julie, she just posted it, right? She just said, hey, just FYI, here's a story. No point of view. Just
and then stepped away and rubbed her hands.
Yes. Thank you. Kenny, that's exactly what she did. She damn you, Julie Nelson. I know.
You should read, everybody. Check it out.
And the knuckleheads. Tweet. Well, though, and knuckleheads like me, I could have just, all Julie wanted us to do was read the article. No, I had to be a moron. I had to read the comments connected to the article.
Sometimes, what, Kenny? Sometimes I'll do that, and then I'll write, fight amongst yourselves, and I'll just step back and watch the carnage as people duke it out.
Oh, God.
Zipper merge. Fight amongst yourselves.
Do it or not.
Yeah.
I just, you know, because, and let me make one more point, and then we're going to move on. But one of my points was there were some people that were trying to tell me and what the situation was like in my, like, specifically, like, in my specific neighborhood. I'm like, don't, and when they're living not in Minneapolis, or they haven't visited Minneapolis in 5 or 10 years, my secondary point was, don't tell me the reality of the area I live in if you're just going by the news. I mean, because no offense to my own, but this proves I can be critical of my own medium. It's not always it's a very complicated picture is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And it's not as cut and dry as the crime alert tweets that you see. Thank you, Kenny. It's never that easy. And it's never, and I just don't like fear-based decisions like that sometimes. I'm not invalidating the fear. I'm just saying, when I'm looking out my window, I don't know. Anyway, I am
done.
Did you
get confrontational at all about asking when their balls will drop or their voice will change?
No,
or,
I didn't. It wasn't a Jonas Brothers type thing, Lex. So you'll be proud of me for there. I didn't.
Oh my God.
I did try to remember.
To North Korea or?
No one threatened to cut off my testicles, which was fantastic.
Give them a tug, pal.
Exactly. Yeah. Let me see if they're still there. Yep.
Oh, give him a tug.
I'll do that. Kenny, we did that on Saturday. 6:13. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking when we come back? Warning. Here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude.
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life, and that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com, and Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. the Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Don. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consult at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Thank you, Hank. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It's time for our federally mandated cooking, dining, and cocktail segment that we call Hey Good Looking, What You Got Kicking?
Yum, yum, yum.
We're going to start with a pioneer woman, not Alexis, the actual pioneer woman. That's right.
Yes. Ree. What is she doing? Ree is her name, Drummond. Mm-hmm. Her oldest daughter got married over the weekend.
Oh.
And of course, I'm curious. You know, she's known for making delicious, mouth-watering, savory, sweet food. Mm-hmm. So I thought, ooh, let's see what they served at that wedding.
I mean, she has a big budget because she is so rich.
Oh,
they
yes.
started out rich. They have a ranch that is like thousands of acres in Texas, and now she has her own food line in the grocery store,
Walmart.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she has a whole line of products. Yeah,
and I have one of her pans.
Yeah,
well, real good makes real good. Biscuits. Real makes good biscuits. Let me tell you,
nice. Yeah, and then she started, you know, her blog, and yeah, she's everywhere. Well, she also has a restaurant. It's called The Mercantile, and of course, her restaurant catered the wedding.
Of course.
And so for the main course, they served beef tenderloin filet, charred vegetables, peppers, and asparagus, mashed potatoes. She had her famous mac and cheese with caramelized onions and seven cheeses as a side dish.
Oh, my Lord. Seven.
Fontina, goat cheese, mozzarella, sharp cheddar, and Parmesan.
She all mixed together?
Dreamy and creamy.
Yeah. I could do without the onions. Sorry, I don't mean to critique
the caramelized onions.
Don't mean to criticize the Pioneer Woman's mac and cheese, but I'm a traditionalist. I don't mind weird cheeses, but I don't need I don't need anything else other than cheese in the mac and cheese.
What about cream cheese?
That's fine, Dawn. Oh, and there is an exception.
Some garlic?
Lobster, the lobster mac and cheese. That's my exception.
Bacon,
yeah.
Right?
That's my other exception. I'm sorry. Now I'm finding.
You just don't like onions, is what you're saying.
Thank you. Okay. Let me take back what I said. I just don't want onions.
Yes. No onions, caramelized, cut up, nothing.
What is caramelized? That sounds really gross. What's that mean?
You just put it in a pan and you saute it until there's brown bits.
Mm-hmm. Gets the flavor out.
So pretty fried
that
onion.
Way.
So
pretty fried much fried. Onion. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not deep fried, but yeah.
All right, then get away with me with your caramelized nonsense. Let's call it fried onions and just be done with it.
Yeah.
And then the cakes too. They had two cakes. They had a traditional one. Let's see, half vanilla, half strawberry with white icing and florals.
Oh. Mm.
That sounds good. And then the second cake was for the groom. His name is Scott. It was chocolate. Shaped and decorated like a football jersey, half dedicated to Texas A&M and the other to the Pittsburgh Steelers, which are his favorite teams.
I have an image of what I think she looks like. I think I'm thinking of the wrong woman.
She's the redhead.
Oh, redhead. There she is.
I have a clip if you want me to play.
Oh, please.
A bit.
Oh, yeah.
To beef, I salted and peppered it, sprinkled it with flour before I fried. I'll start with a bed of big chunks of onion. I've also got big chunks of carrots.
Damn onions again.
Some mushrooms. These are just brown mushrooms. You can use white. I've got some fresh herbs, rosemary, and parsley. And I'm just going to throw them in whole.
Okay, that's her crock pot recipe.
That's
a real crock pot.
She likes a lot of embroidery t-shirts, too. And lots of colors.
She looks like somebody who eats.
Lots of patterns.
That's why I like her.
Yes.
Yeah, because
and enjoys it.
A lot of, some of these Food Network people look like they haven't eaten anything but a cucumber sandwich since 1998. And you're like, really? You eat this?
Yeah.
Well, and personally...
That's why we all like Julia Childs.
Yeah.
And I love Dawn's statement a few minutes ago when Dawn just popped up. She's real rich. Because I'm looking and Dawn is rich. Absolutely right. She is real damn rich. I'm looking here.
Those wedding pictures too.
There's pennies
and roses everywhere, hanging from the ceiling, all adorning the table, and oh, it's gorgeous.
Okay, let's play Price is Right. Well, I don't know if you guys are looking at the same picture. Lex, then how much do you think that wedding cost?
Do you have the numbers? Ooh.
No, I don't. I'm just guessing.
Oh, just looking at it. $100,000?
I was going to say $250,000.
Oh, okay.
$250,000 wedding. Those flowers.
Cause, there's a live band here. I didn't see that. There's like 12 people in that
band. It's probably like a
So that's
band.
20. That's probably, yeah. Depending on the notoriety, that's a $25,000-$50,000 expenditure right there.
Okay, then yeah, you're right. It's probably closer
to
$500,000.
Flowers are so expensive.
Oh, and look, they're everywhere.
Yeah, they're every.
She has cookbooks. I mean, she has everything.
She can afford it.
Her net worth is $50 million.
Okay. Yeah. She's fine.
She can drop them.
She's more than fine. Yeah. Really quick, we'll get into it more tomorrow with Hey Good Looking, but there is a chicken wing shortage that I read about in the Washington Post over the weekend.
Right.
And it's scaring the hell out of me. I'm sorry, Kenny. Why do you think I didn't talk about it? Kenny, why do you think I just put it here with the music so I can't talk about it?
I don't want to cry
today. We'll be back right after this.
And now, a moment with Johnny Carson.
Piggly Wiggly.
Piggly Wiggly. Describe Kermit's wedding night.
This has been a moment with Johnny Carson.
Oh. coming up probably in our 8 o'clock hour, if we get to it. We have so much, but I watched with delight in my eyes CNN's new documentary, limited documentary series, The Story of Late Night, from the same producers that did the decades, you know, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. So same fabulous production value. It is, oh my goodness. It talked about the invention of late night. So I can't wait to talk to you guys about that a little bit later.
Ooh, I want to watch that.
Yes, yes, you do. Kenny, every Dawn, yes, yeah. We all, anyone that works at the right station, you'll be in heaven. I felt like I was having really good sex watching it. I mean, I'm being very serious. Yes.
So much about late night. I'm curious to see if you came away with some new nuggets.
I did. I did. Good. I was shocked. I was like, oh. So we'll get into that a little bit later. But let's start with the tribute. If it was up to me, the entire day at my talk would be nothing but Olympia Dukakis clips. But yeah. I'm not in charge. I can't tell B. Arthur what to do. But y'all heard she passed away over the weekend. And Yeah, right, Dawn.
Yes.
I saw your Dawn put it in our show before I saw the tweet, and I'm like, no!
She was so good, and she was kind of a late bloomer. You know, she taught at NYU Drama School for 15 years and was a founding member of two regional theaters in New Jersey. And, you know, she said that when she got moonstruck, her daughter was going to college on credits. So it wasn't that she started at, you know, age 15 or whatever in the acting world. She won an Oscar for Moonstruck. She also was Weezer's friend in Steel Magnolias, as you probably remember. She kind of made a career out of being like a nagging mom or a gossipy friend. And she was the first cousin of former Massachusetts governor and presidential candidate in 1988, Michael Dukakis.
This is what a moron I am. And I'm a fan of Olympia, obviously most connected to Steel Magnolias.
Yeah.
But when I was watching all the obits, it's one of those things where you don't put together the two last names, mm-hmm. even though they're so distinct. it didn't click with me until the obit. I'm like, oh my goodness. She was Michael Dukakis's cousin. And it's not like you meet a Dukakis every day. Right. So, I mean, there's not like, you know what I mean? It's
yeah. Yeah, right. Not a common name.
No.
Oh.
Really? What, Candy? What?
Just, really? I'm just learning this now? Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No idea.
I didn't either, Kenny, and I felt dumb because all four of us were alive then. I mean, I have a working knowledge of the 88 presidential campaign. Yeah, we were all alive for it, you know?
Yes.
I remember Michael sticking his head out of the tank.
Yeah, with the helmet on, looking so funny. Yeah. This is, for me, this is as bad as Jennifer Garner not being James Garner's daughter.
Oh, that's right.
Because you thought that for years. I honestly thought that Carl Urban, the actor, was Keith Urban's brother for a long time. Oh. And I'd be like, yeah, it's Keith Urban's brother. No, it isn't. You guys, it's not. I mean, I got that from my mom. My mom will think something is real, and then it becomes truth to her, and then she just spreads this lie. But it's not in any way that's like mean or on purpose. You just think you know.
Well, any Steel Magnolia fan, there's so many. I could have spent 40 years pulling Weezer, or I'm sorry, Clary clips, but I have one, and maybe we'll play some more later. But this is even hearing her name, even hearing her character. So if you've never seen Steel Magnolias, Clary was the former first lady of Chicopin Parish. She was she's big deal. She's, as Dawn would say, she's real rich.
Yeah.
And she's kind of the lady of the town, and she's best friends, lifelong friends with Weezer, Shirley MacLaine's crotchety old character. Well, this scene I'm getting ready to play here is the very end of the movie, and Julia Roberts' character, spoiler alert, Shelby has died, and her mother, Sally Field, is having a little bit of a breakdown at the cemetery, and it leads to one of the best, it's, again, laughter through tears. Clary tries to break the mourning, break the sadness, at the expense of Weeza. Take a listen.
I just want to hit somebody till they feel as bad as I do. I just want to hit something. I want to hit it hard.
Here. Hit this. Go ahead, Malin. Slap her.
Are you crazy?
Hit her. Are you high, Clary?
Clary, have you lost your mind?
We'll sell t-shirts saying I slapped Weeza Boudreaux. Hit her.
Miss Clary, enough.
Weeza, this is your chance to do something for your fellow man. Knock her lights out, Malin.
Let go of me.
Malin, you just missed a chance of a lifetime. Half a Chicopin Parish will give the eye teeth to take a whack of Weeza.
Oh, my God. Wait, McClane. Wait, listen to McClane.
You are a pig from hell.
It really did. It was such a sad moment, and then that really did break the tension. It's a great movie.
Oh gosh, it is. Oh, it is so. You are a pig from hell. Oh, and there's so many. I mean, again, there's another quotable that my friend Kelly and I here at Channel 9, we always say to each other, I love you more than my luggage. That's another Clary line. I love you more than my luggage. Yeah. Oh, she was good.
Sally Field tweeted out, too.
She said,
this is really sweet. She says, and I think maybe this also has to do with, well, they work together, but also that she came into the field later. You know, she came as an adult with mom. And so I think there's just kind of a different, well, anyway, Sally Field says, what can I say, but I loved her. Everyone loved her. She was a gift, unique and talented and one of a kind. Rest in peace, my friend, Olympia.
Yeah. She was amazing.
Tweeted too.
Oh, she did? Oh, good.
Yeah, you know, lots of words that are capitalized. It shouldn't be. No spaces after the commas. Doesn't matter. She says, Olympia Dukakis was an amazing Academy Award winning actress. Olympia played my mom in Moonstruck. And even though her part was that of a suffering wife, and then she used the emoji with the laughing, crying tears. So we laughed, cried all the time. Mm. She would tell me how much she loved Louie, her handsome, talented husband. Mm. I talked to her three weeks ago. Rest in peace, dear one. And then she put pictures of her and her husband.
Oh. Well, we can't forget Tales of the City Olympia was in 93.
Oh, and then
she just was great.
Look Who's Talking? Do you remember that?
She wasn't. Oh, that's right. She was. Oh my goodness. We're getting shamed right now, everybody, by one of our favorite My Talkers. I don't know. She may lose a little luster today.
You've got mail.
Megan Lane writes to us, "You goons didn't know Olympia and Michael Dukakis were related?" Whatever, Megan.
That made me like her more.
I know, it actually did, yeah.
When people you goons. Call me a goon or a dummy, I fall in love with them instantly.
Yeah. You goons. You did. No! It is like one of those, I don't know why I never, Dawn, did you realize it?
Oh, yeah, I knew that, yeah.
Oh, damn it. Of course.
I'm sorry, I just remember that election very well.
Yeah.
And that was the only reason why we knew who he was because it was
Olympia.
Caucuses.
Yeah. See, damn it, Dawn. Why did you have to be so smart?
There's a lot of things that I don't know.
Yes.
I know.
Just like RuPaul and Charles and Corey Booker.
Oh, right. They're
being cousins.
We learned that in the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race.
That they're first cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
That.
Well, Alexis, thank you so much for teeing me up, because coming up next, I'm going to briefly, we'll do more a little bit later, but I had the chance to watch RuPaul Australia. That's right. Mm-hmm. It was Kanga. It was Kangaroo. Mm-hmm. Sorry, just had to.
Oh, no.
That was a little dad joke there. Plus, Dawn has a disturbing story about Britney Spears. If it's true, sad, disturbing, pick an adjective. But right now, new listener rewards. This is the first time I get to read this for the month of May. Hold on to your wigs and keys. New gift cards to Williams Sonoma. Ooh, I love them. Chuck and Don's, love them. Say it, Lex. El Burrito Mercado.
El Burrito Mercado. Yes.
I can't say it like Lex. Brand new listener rewards loaded right now. Go to mytalk1071.com to sign up. We'll be back right after this. I'm thinking it over anyway. Oh. Yeah, yeah. That damn Discovery Plus. It's going to be the death of me.
Oh, what now? What are you watching? My feet stink. Pull out my toenails.
My feet stink. No,
my
they
hair
stink. Your teeth be cut off.
My dirty armpit.
That's Kenny. That's what I watched. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning. We're going to talk about RuPaul and Britney, but I was just sitting here thinking. Lex and I were discussing the commercial break of the weekend. Blah blah blah. And for someone myself, when the Discovery Plus app was announced and we kept seeing the ads and the four of us talked about it, I kind of rolled my eyes because I'm like, oh God, do we need another one? And I mean, I like Discovery, but do I really like the networks that much? Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Oh, I guess I do. I guess I do because I am on that thing right now, hand to Oprah. I am on it right now more than Netflix.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
so what
also,
are you watching?
Well, because Netflix, if you've noticed, there's a chicken wing shortage, and there is also a new show shortage at Netflix.
Something it's so
is
true.
Thank you, Lex. I thought I was anyway.
No,
so
HBO Max, they're popping shows out. Even Hulu.
Yes, it's like you and Charity Babies, I am watching, and Dawn, you're with me. You're watching Discovery Plus a lot.
Oh, for sure. There's so much on there. I mean, 90 Day Fiance. We're obsessed with that. We're on it every day.
Yep.
Because we're watching an episode of whatever season, and we're talking about, well, which spinoff are we going to watch next? And it's endless.
Endless. That's me in Restaurant Impossible.
Oh, that's what you're watching.
I can learn to understand you much better if I can get familiar with the way you talk.
Oh.
I need your permission to help.
Who's that?
What the hell is that?
I'm just trying to clean off the board here, and I must have hit something with Cortana.
Tell her.
Sorry.
We're trying to do a radio show. Tell her to zip it.
Dawn! Dawn's cleaning the computer, and Cortana, the personal assistant, is listening to our show.
Sorry, lady. We don't want you around.
We don't need any help.
We don't need any help.
Well, we kind of do. We didn't know Olympia and Michael Dukakis were related. So, I mean, anyway. Anyway, no, my point being is, as I was tripping my way fantastic to RuPaul, Australia, I felt it's like a car that's alignment is out. I kept veering back toward Discovery Plus.
Yeah. And
so anyway.
You're Restaurant Impossible.
Yes!
But you made it to RuPaul.
I did.
Is RuPaul involved in the Australia version? Because I'm not interested if someone else is hosting.
I am with you, and I'm proud to tell you, happy to tell you, thrilled to tell you, it is RuPaul's drag race down under. So RuPaul is RuPaul. Michelle Visage is also there.
Awesome.
The queens, you know, I'll go deeper into this maybe next week when I've ingested two. Plus, it's too early for Kenny's nap, so I don't want to put him down yet, because then he won't sleep through the rest of the night. So I will just say, I will brush over this. First, Dawn and Alexis,
Yeah. You
will love this. You will love these queens. There's already favorites. I've already chosen who I do not want, who doesn't deserve to be there. But
after
it is
one episode already.
One episode. Yep.
Ooh, okay.
And I've already determined. I should write it down just for our show. I think I know who you will love, Alexis, and I most certainly know who Dawn will love.
Oh, okay. I'm wearing today. I finally got in the mail from Manchester, England, my Taste sweatshirt. My lip sync assassin.
Look at that.
Oh,
look at. Lip Sync Assassin. Oh, I love that you ordered that, Dawn.
That's a nice sweatshirt, Dawn.
It is,
Dawn.
Yeah,
it's a zip-up. I don't have a shirt under it, but I'll, you know,
no,
just
keep going. It's fine, it's fine.
Just trust.
No, just
that zipper up.
Okay.
Write it down, Jeez, because Dawn,
I'm going to.
Watch today or tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely, because I just finished season 10 of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So
okay, we got
to
talk about that, too.
To watch. Yes, back into RuPaul.
Yeah, so it's Australia. It's on the Worlds of Wonder app, because obviously we are not in New Zealand or Australia. My one point I'm going to make, and then maybe I won't. You know what? I'm going to shut my mouth. We're going to move on, because if I don't want to taint. If you guys are going to watch it tonight or tomorrow, I'm going to keep my observation that I was getting ready to say. I'm going to hold off until you guys watch it to see if you two feel the same way. I have a production observation, and I want to see if you guys feel the same way.
Okay. All we can say, though, is that RuPaul and Michelle Visage are having the most fun. They're taking over the world. Can you just imagine how much fun they're having traveling to the different countries and putting on a production? And
yep. Oh, yeah. And as Dawn said about Pioneer Woman, they are really rich.
Oh, I'm so glad. They deserve to be.
They do. They deserve it.
She started out rich, but, you know.
No, she's really rich.
Yeah.
Dawn, what's this story about Britney?
Okay, so this comes from Fox, so it's not just like the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
But Britney Spears' father, Jamie, from court documents that they have gotten a hold of, has reportedly claimed that she has dementia. They're in this big legal drama over her conservatorship, and she's going to speak for herself. She's planning to address the court soon. The claims of dementia have come to light in a documentary set to air in Britain this week by a journalist who you might recognize his name, Mobeen Azhar. He had some documentaries about Michael Jackson and somebody else as well. But
so fairly reputable, Dawn? Dude?
He is.
His resume?
I mean, he brings out the stuff that people don't
want out.
Okay. But you know what? If that's true, it does make sense, because she's never said she doesn't want a conservatorship. She just doesn't want her dad as involved as he is, because she doesn't feel like he is doing the best with the money. But she's never said, I don't want a conservatorship. So, you know, if that's the case, you know, this happens to people. Early onset Alzheimer's, dementia, it can happen at a young age for whatever reason. So if that is true, you know, we all have wondered What's the deal with
what's
her?
Going
Why
on?
Is she regressing? Why does she seem off?
Do you think that's what she's going to talk about? At the end of June, she wants to talk to the court and the judge.
Yeah.
In the conservatorship, maybe that's part of this. But does it also feel a little weird that we know this? Does it feel like it should be kind of private, at least for now?
All of this feels like it's none of my business.
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
It's just like a constant battle with the public of people trying to save her and free her. But maybe this can be freeing for her if she does speak out about it.
Maybe didn't mean to interrupt you there, Dawn, but maybe that's what it is. Maybe our uncomfortableness is the fact that we're hearing this from like the press.
Yeah.
And we're not, I think we would feel better if it's true, we were hearing this from her.
Yeah.
In that press conference or whatever she's going to have.
Because even, I think she can squash things right away, but even when she posts something on Instagram, there's still kind of a, were you coerced to do that?
Yeah.
Are you okay? You know, we watch her posts and her videos and kind of wonder, what's going on there?
Yeah.
The documentarian, Mr. Azar, he calls the claims of dementia a bit out there. And the documentary is called The Battle for Britney Fans, Cash in a Conservatorship. He compares it to a conspiracy theory that Jamie is putting out there. So who knows what the truth is?
Because he wants to hold on to that money as long as possible.
Yeah,
it sounds like.
Seems like he's just an evil villain, you know?
I know every family has issues, internal struggles, drama. But wow, this the difference is this family, unfortunately, is public. So their drama is for the world to examine and criticize and evaluate. But it's not whatever. It's not helping Britney is my point.
Yeah.
Whatever's happening with all these
boys.
Relatives or her boys. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. The kids. The show never stops on social media. Follow us on our personal accounts, Lex in the Cities, Dawn at Dark, Jason Matheson, and unfortunately, it's now against the law to follow Kenny, so don't even try that. We'll be back with the Kentucky Derby when we return.